The Rav Tzadik Gimel of Aleph. Start again from down from the bottom of Tzadik Beis on the base. The Tana Rabbanu Ba'asosa. Torah says by Korban Chatos, you have to do it. Mashma, the whole thing. Ha'oses kula v'lo ha'oses miktsasa. You have to do the entire malacha. Ketzet. Shnaim shoy ozim and malgez the logzim, the karker v'shoftim, the kulmis the kostin, the konne v'hotziol v'shusarabim. Two people were using a pitchfork, or they were using a karker to straighten out a loom, or they were holding on to a quill, or they were holding a konne, a pole, and they took it together out into shusarabim. Yachol yuchayavim. I might think that, and all of these things are light things that one person could easily carry on his own. And here, two people are carrying it, so I might think that either of them should be chayiv. Talmud lomer basosa haoses kula v'lo haosa miktsasa. In order to be chayiv achatas, you have to do the entire malacha and not part of it. The eagle shall dveila v'hotzielu shusarabim, the korah v'hotzielu shusarabim. These are heavy things. Rashi, eagle. The korah gedolim hein, the ein echad yachol otziel. These are not things that one person could carry by himself. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im lo yachol echad lahotziel, vahotziu shnayim, if neither one could carry it by himself, and both of them carry it together, then they're chayiv. Vim lav turin. But if they could have kept carry it by themselves, then they're potter. Rabbi Shimon omer, afal pishel lo yachol echad lahotziel, vahotziu shnayim turin. Rav Shimon holds, even if both of them could not have carried it alone, and they're carrying it together, still your putter. Lekach ne'emar, and that's what we learn from the word ba'asosa. Yochid sha'asah chayiv, shnayim sha'asu apturi. Only if one person did the malacha by himself is he chayiv, but if two people do it together, they're putter. That's what Rav Shimon learns in this pasuk also. Mer says, b'maikim miflege, what's the machlokas over here? Whether dafka ze yachol v'ze yachol is potter, but ze eino yachol v'ze eino yachol is chayiv. Machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The high crow. The machlokas is in the following pasuk. The nefesh achas techto b'shgaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. That's the pasuk of chatas. If one nefesh is chote b'shgaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. Reb Shimon sover tauta miyutek sivi. Rav Shimon holds there are three miyutim in this pasuk. Nefesh techta, mashma one. Achas techta, right? Nefesh achas, but you read it also as if it would say achas techta. One person is chote. Not nefesh techta and achas techta. Each one is learned separately. Ba'asosa, and the third one is ba'asosa. That you do the entire malacha and not part of it. Techta, chad. Okay. If there would only have been one miut, the most logical thing to exclude would be where two people did half a malacha each. Like one picked it up in Rishus HaYochid and the other one put it down in Rishus HaRabbi. Okay. Tosus points out there was never a havamina that if one person wrote one letter and a second person wrote a second letter, that they should be chayiv. There's no connection between this one's writing and this one's writing. When it comes to carrying, the carrying, either transporting something over the boundary or transporting it arba amas, could be that's the ikar malacha. And the akira and the hanacha are just conditions. So if one made the akira, right, and one made the hanacha, but each one carried it, right, partially over the threshold or in arba amas, there's a havamina to say that they either should both be chayiv or one of them should be chayiv, right? The one who did the major transporting, so therefore you need a pasuk to tell me ze oker v'ze miniach is potter, right? But by other malachas, where each one does a totally separate thing, half of it, no, there's no havamina to think you're chayiv. Okay, v'chad l'mu'ute ze yachol v'ze yachol. The second miut is for the next logical thing, where both of them could have carried it individually, and they're carrying it together. It's like Rashi said before, that's more like a, what's it called, a case of shalokaderech. It's not normal. It's not normal to carry this thing that way. So even though it's not mamish, not normal, so we would not need the pasuk, but once we have a svara, the pasuk comes to tell me that is nachayev. Rashi later on says a different svara, why zeyochol vzeyochol is pater, because each one is only a mesayeya. He's only really helping the other one, because the other one could have done it completely. And a mesayeya really doesn't have a din of doing a malacha. It's like missing meleches machsheves, not a total malacha. Okay. But in any case, the svara is not enough to pater him. You need more the pasuk to tell me that you're pater from a chatas. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, the svara itself wouldn't be enough. You need the pasuk to tell me that because there's such a svara, it's mestaber that it's memayit these three things. The chad lemute, and the third one is zeino yachol v'zeino yachol. The third miut, it comes to tell me the less svaradika case, where both of them can't carry it separately. And they're carrying it together, which is not really shalok kederech. Still, the pasuk says you have to do the whole thing. And here, you're not doing the whole thing yourself, you're doing it with a partner. So that's what Reb Shimon holds. Since there are three miutim, you have to apply them to three different cases. And these are the three cases that would be excluded. Reb Yehuda holds also there are three miutim, but he needs one for something else, so there are only two to be ma'ayit where you did only half a malacha. Reb Yehuda, chad lemutei zeokrav zemeniach, the most logical one to exclude, where one person picks up and one person puts down. The chad lemutei zeyachol vezeyachol, the next logical one, is where they both could individually have carried it, and both of them are carrying it together, which nan is either not normal or it's misayeya. The chad, but the third one, he says he needs for a different thing to exclude, and therefore there's no exclusion for where they both can't carry it individually and carry it together. What's the third thing that he needs? The chad lemute yochid shasa bohoras basement. And the third one is to tell me that a yochid who basedin paskin something that's mutter, and it's really awesome. They paskin that it's a certain kind of chaylev is mutter to eat. And he went and ate it because the basin said it's okay. But he was really chayev, and then the basin realized a mistake. Turns out he ate something that's chayev kares, b'shogeg, but he did it because basin said it's okay. So you need a pasuk to tell me, right, ba'asosa, he did it on his own volition. But if he did it because basin said he's pater. For Reb Shimon, yachid shasa b'horas basin chayev, and Reb Shimon holds that a yachid who did something with horas basin is chayev. That's how Rashi learns. Tosa says, if you look at the sugya there, it's not true. Reb Shimon Beferish holds that yachid shasa b'horas basin is pater, but Reb Shimon doesn't need a pasuk to tell me that. Reb Shimon holds that somebody who basin said could do something, and he does it al pi, and that's called an onus, not a shogeg. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's pater. It's clear that he's pater because he didn't do anything. It wasn't a shogeg. He did it thinking it was mutter completely. That's not called shogeg. But in any case, whatever it is, Reb Shimon does not need this pasuk to exclude that case, either because he holds it's chayev, or because he holds that it's clear that it's pater and you don't need a pasuk. And therefore, Reb Shimon has three miutim, so he can learn also ze'eno yachol ze'eno yachol. And Reb Yehuda only has two miutim legabe this halacha, therefore he can only learn ze'oker v'zeminiach and ze'yachol v'ze'yachol, but the case of eno yachol, which is the least logical to be mamayit, he has no place to be mamayit, mamela yachayit. Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds that by ze'yachol v'ze'yachol, you're also chayit. Right? So what does he hold? What happened to the least two miutim? Rav Meir, miksiv nefesh techta, achas techta, basosa techta, right? Where do you see that it says three times? You have to read the pasuk as if it would say techta after each one, so there's three miutim. It doesn't say that. Tre miutik sivan. If you read it the regular way, there's two miutim. Nefesh achas techta bishkaga, right? So you have two. Nefesh achas techta is one, and basosa is another one. Chad lemute ze okrev zeminiach, the chad lemute yochid shasra b'horaz beizdin. And the other two cases, ze yachol v'ze yachol, and ze eno yachol, ze eno yachol, Reb Meir has no place to be memayit them. Memela, they're chayiv. Reb Meir holds in both cases you're chayiv. Whether they both could carry it individually, or neither one could carry individually, you're still chayiv in both cases. See Rashi. Nefesh techta mashman nefesh velo nefashos. One person, one soul does it, not two. Chad lemutei ze oker mishus harabim, v'ze meniach mishus hayochit, dechol kamad loksiv el echad miyut, nistabra dehayhu dememayim. If you only had one miyut, it would be most logical that this would be the case to exclude. Dehay dekoovit palga, v'hay palga, v'lech echad, mesayeh bekula. Each one does a complete half. Nobody is doing at all, right, in any way, all of the thing. The chad yitur lemutei afopida avde ki hadade, the high ovid kula, the high ovid kula, umiu ze yachov ze yachov, who de memayit, the lav urche lemev de betray. Here again, Rashi says, and now we have a second miut. It makes sense to be memayit, the next logical thing, where both could have carried it individually, and they're carrying it together, right? That's not normal. So even though it's not normal enough that without the pasuk I would be memayit it, but now that we have a pasuk to memayit, we don't know what the pasuk's memayit. It's memayit the more logical thing. The chad yitura. Now we have a third miut. Lemuute su zu enu yochov zu enu yochov. The afalgav de urchayu lemeva betray matim. And now we exclude the most illogical one to exclude, where they both can't do it alone and they're doing it together, which is not abnormal. Still, we have another miut that says you have to do the whole thing. This is not everybody doing the whole thing. They're only doing a fraction of the thing together. Yochid shasa baraz beizdin, horu beizdin shechelev mutter. Beizdin paskin that chelev is mutter. V'holach hayochid v'osal piha. And somebody went and he ate chelev because the beizdin said it's okay. The onusu. There he's an onus. Reb Shimon l'tamei, the Omer Bahorios, Yochid Shasa Baraz Bezdin Chayiv. And Reb Shimon argues, and he says, I don't need a pasuk to be memayit Yochid Shasa Baraz Bezdin, because I hold Yochid Shasa Baraz Bezdin is Chayiv. And like we said, Tosis argues on that. And even though Reb Shimon holds its potter, he holds its potter. You don't need a pasuk to tell me your potter. It's obvious that you're potter. Trei miutik sive. And Reb Meir says there's only two miutim. Nefesh achas. You don't learn that says nefesh and it says achas, right? Nefesh achas is one thing, and basoso is one thing. Zeshi yachol, do you? Okay, we didn't get it yet. Okay. In this, we're not going to go into the details here, but you should realize there's a lot of shilas over here. First of all, this halacha that shnayim she'asu is potter. What are they potter from? Chatas only. The pasuk is talking about a chatas, but they're not potter from the from a chiyuv. It's an iser deraisa could be. Right? First of all, it could be that it's chatzishir. Chatzishir is aser min haTorah, but we learned already that chatzishir can only be by foods, because you could eat another half and be mitzvah. But a chatzi malacha is not called a chatzishir. Rashi seems to hold that all these cases are potter completely and only iser derabbanan. He says clearly by Zeh Oker v'Zeh Miniach, it's only a Sidra Bonan. And the other ones, Mela also. The Torah tells me a special pasuk to tell me you're Pater from a Chatas, but the Svara is that you're Pater altogether. So some hold that in all Malachas, anytime the Torah speaks about something, it's only if one person did it, unless there's a Beferisha Halacha that two people doing it together be off. That's one Shita. Second Shita is that by all Chatos, this Halacha applies. And there's a third sheet that only applies by Hilchos Shabbos. And others hold that, what's it called, that you're only potter from a chatas, but you're chayiv and iser d'oraisa if you do it two to be people together, that the Prima Gadim holds. But from Rashi, it's mashma, not like that. And again, there's a shaila whether it applies across the board to all chiyuvei chatos and the mela to all isurim, b'kol shekein. If it applies to a chatas, you're potter surely to other things. Does it only apply to Shabbos? There's some who hold that it only applies to Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua holds like that. And there's some who hold that it, what's it called, again, is only applies to a p'tur from a chiyuv chatas, not a p'tur from the chiyuv itself. Okay. Okay, another shiloh over here is, that they speak about, is what's called Eino Yochel, right? Tosa says, clearly, that if this guy really has the power to carry it, but he's carrying it in a way that at this way he can't carry it. He has one finger on the beam, right? He couldn't carry the beam by himself with one finger. But if he put it in his hands properly, he could carry the beam by himself. So do you look at the way it's being carried now, at this point, this one couldn't carry it and this one couldn't carry it or whatever, right? Even if, theoretically, they could carry it a different way and it would be fine, or the guy's not making a mamatz. If he'd make a mamatz, he could carry it, but he's doing it lazily now, so he can't carry it. Tosfos holds that it depends on the way you're doing it now. If the way you're doing it now you can't carry it, then you're called an eino yochel. If you, even though theoretically you could change the way you're carrying it and carrying it and be able to carry it, it has nothing to do with the person's ability. It has to do with right now the way they're carrying it. Could either one have carried it by themselves? The Rambam, some say, holds not like that. That depends on the ability of the person. The person has the ability to carry it in some way. Then even though right now he's carrying it in a way that he couldn't have carried it alone, right? That's still called yochel. That's called being able to carry it yourself. Okay, let's go on. Omar Mar, ze yochel v'ze eino yochel, divrei HaKol Chayiv. The case where one can carry it by himself and the other one could not have carried it by himself, there everybody holds that somebody's Chayiv, right? Hay minayim Chayiv. Which one is Chayiv? Omar Avchiz, ze she yochel, right? The one who could carry it himself, he's Chayiv, because the other guy is irrelevant. It's like he's not there. Because if the one, and we're not talking now that only the guy who couldn't carry it should be chayiv. The question is, it's obvious that the guy who could carry it, he's doing the ikur thing. So he's chayiv. How about the guy who couldn't carry it himself? Is he also chayiv? Or maybe he's potter? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says it, because if you want to say that the guy who can't carry it by himself is also chayiv, what do you do? Omer le Rav Menuna, what's it called? Maiko Ovid. Omer le Rav Menuna, deko Messiah Bahadeh. He's Messiah. He's helping. Right? Omer le Messiah in Bo Mamish. A helper, a guy who's not needed. He's helping, but he's not really needed. That's not called doing a malach. That's not called doing a maisa. A maisa is where you're needed to do the thing. If somebody else could have, you're doing it together with somebody, and the other person could have done the whole thing by himself, then you're just a helper. A helper doesn't count. That's not called doing anything. Some differentiate. There's a kasha because the Gemara in Makkah speaks about a guy taking a haircut, and that the person who's getting the haircut is also chayiv because he helps. He moves his head around. What's it called? Move your head, pick it up, put it down. So he's Messiah. The Gemara says, L'chara Messiah. Over here we see his Ein Bo Mamish. Over there it seems, yes, a shaila, if it's a machlokas, not a machlokas. But some say where the Messiah is doing something that helps in the thing. The guy could have given the haircut, but when he moves his head, it makes it easier. Then could be Messiah is Yeshbo Mamish. But where the guy is absolutely irrelevant, like in carrying. I can carry, what's it called, this beam myself. And there's somebody else schlepping along, right? He's absolutely not making it any easier for me. Right, in the carry. Right? Maybe make it a little lighter, that doesn't make a difference. So therefore, he's not doing anything that makes it easier. That's Klor Messiah in Bomamish. That's our case over here. Somehow there's no difference, that if the person is not needed, even if he makes it easier for the other person, still Messiah in Bomamish. Okay, Omer Rav Zvid, Mishmei the Rava, Afana Nami Tanina. Right, I'll bring you a proof to this, to your halacha, that Messiah in Bomamish, something that's not needed, even though it's helping, isn't considered a maisa. Hayoshev al gabi hamita, if you were sitting, a zav was sitting on a bed, okay? So, whatever's under the bed, even though he's not touching it, that's called tumas moshav, or mishkav, right? So, if you have a beged that's under the bed, even though the zav is only touching the bed, right, the beged underneath the bed becomes tummy. So, va'arba talios tachas ragli hamita. And you have four garments, each one under a different leg of the bed. Okay? Tameos. They're all tame. Mipnei she'ena yecholah lamod al shalosh. Because the bed can't stand on three legs. So all the legs are needed to steady the bed. So the halacha is that the weight of the zav has to be distributed on each one, like equally. So which one's holding up the zav? All four. Because if you took one leg away, the bed couldn't stand. Koshkin, if you took two legs away. So you need all four legs, so it's like ze'eno yachol v'ze'eno yachol. No leg by itself could hold up the bed, so you need all four legs together holding up the bed. So therefore, it's considered like each one is doing the whole thing. So each leg is holding up the zav, and the mela, the weight of the zav is equally distributed on each leg. Each leg is considered holding the majority of the zav, and therefore each beged under the leg is tameh. Reb Shimon mitayer, and Reb Shimon holds that it's tahar, and we'll see 1 second where Rashi. Reb Shimon says a special halach over here. Let's see Rashi. Afanan, no. Zeshi yachol diyu avde lekula. The one who can carry it by himself, he's the one who's chayiv, and the other guy is tahar. Ain bo mamish misha'enu ela misayeh. Somebody who only helps the dover. V'imbala sosu levado enu yachol. If he wanted to do it himself, he couldn't do it. Ain bo mamish. That's not considered a ma'isa. V'lo choshiv midei v'lo mifter idach. The other guy is not potter because of that, and this guy is not chayiv. Afanan no mitanina the misayeh ain bo mamish. Hayezav yoshev agavi mita. Zav was sitting on a bed. V'dalet talios talisos. So Rashi says that tahara, there's either way is okay, and the normal colloquial way of saying a lot of taluses is talisos, right? Not taliot, even though it would seem from the Gemara that taliot is more correct. But either way is okay. What? Talesin? No, not talesin. Either talisos or talios. She'eno yachol olamad al gimel. The kivan dezeh eno yachol dezeh eno yachol. No leg by itself could support the bed. Or the weight of the zav. Call echad ve'echad kulei ma'isa ovid. When we say ze eino yachol, the ze eino yachol, then it's like both of them are doing the whole thing. Okay. The gabi medris hazav bo'in shenase rubo olav. And that's halacha, that whatever is holding up the zav has to be holding up most of his weight. So here it's considered like every leg is holding most of his weight because all of them are doing everything because neither one could do it by itself. Reb Shimon Matayer. Reb Shimon Latame, the Omer Zeino Yachol, Zeino Yachol, Nami Einu Elokim Misayeyu Potter. Reb Shimon also holds that when what's it called, Einu Yachol, the Zeino Yachol, neither one can do it by themselves, they're doing it together. Reb Shimon holds you Potter in that case too. And the Svara is, right, even though you need a Pasuk, but like we said, there's still a Svara, the Svara is that when either one can't do it by themselves and they're doing it together, each one is only like a Misayeyah. And therefore, what's it called? Misayeya. He holds that's also called Misayeya. And the other man, the Amar, holds no. When either one can't do it by themselves, it's not called Misayeya. It's like both of them are doing it, the whole thing separately, together. But each one is like he's doing his part completely. Loshen Acher. Another reason why Rav Shimon holds your potter. The boy shir ziva lezev shir ziva lezev. Kolomar rubo shalzav machbid al kol echad ve'echad va'afilu Misayeya lohavi. Another reason why Rav Shimon holds that we said you need the majority of the weight of the Zav on each one. And he holds that it's not the majority of the weight of the Zav, it's not on each one. Since no leg could hold up the Zav completely, so no leg is holding up most of him. It's distributed evenly amongst them. That's not good enough to be Matami. That's not too much motion. Okay. Hayorochev agabe behema. But if you're, what's it called, riding on a behema, the dalet talios tachas raglia behema, Tahoros, right? And there are four garments under the four legs of the animal, then they're tahor. Even according to the Tanakhama, why? An animal can stand on three legs. A bed can't, but an animal can. So now, which leg is the one that's only Misayeya? All of them. Because any one by itself could be the one that you don't need. The animal could lift any leg up at any time, and still stand on the other three. So every single leg by itself is considered a misayeyah. Okay. Hilkach Rashi, kol echad ve'echad havelei revi. Every one is the fourth one. Ve'eino ele misayeyah. Ustamak Rabbi Yehuda, zeyachov, zeyachov, kari misayeyah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even zeyachov, zeyachov is called misayeyah. Where any one could do it by himself, right? Those three of them could do it by itself, and one, what's it called, and one now is not necessary. He holds it's also called Misayeya. Ze Yachol, Ze Yachol, Rabbi Yehuda. So this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says. Tosfos says that's not the case. Tosfos says that the case of Zav is not the regular case of the Misayeya that you need a pasuk for. And here the reason is, like Rashi says, that Rov HaZov is not being carried on any leg. And the Tosfos also makes it different like this. It's only if the animal's standing can an animal stand on three legs with one in the air, but not if it's moving. If it's moving, that's impossible. So a moving animal, right, can't stand on two legs. So when it's moving, then the thing would be tame. Only when it's standing would it be tame, because it could call them a sayeya. Okay. V'amai, hakam a sayeya v'hadadi, l'maisa, that fourth leg is helping the other ones. It may not be necessary, but it's helping when it's standing on four legs. Lav mishum damrinim a sayeya v'mamish. So you see from here that a helper that's not necessary is not considered doing anything, and therefore every leg could be the fourth one. Therefore, it's not the mekabel tumah. Rashi. We said this already. Okay. Omar Rav Yehuda midiskarta la'olam ei malach mesayeh yesh bo mamash. No, your proof is no proof. I'll tell you that a helper that's not necessary, but it's helping, is significant. Hishani hacha de akra v'legamri. Okay, over here though, the leg is picked up completely. It's not even helping, not doing anything. Picks up one leg completely, right? Then it's not even a helper. The kivin de zimnin akra ha, the zimnin akra ha. Sometimes it picks up this one, and sometimes it picks up this one. Lehevi kezava misapich. Then it becomes like the following case: a zav who's rolling from bed to bed. Okay, tnan. Zav shayamutl al hesaf solu, a zav that was lying across five benches. Okay, he was lengthwise on the width of the benches. Okay, he had five benches in a row, and he was laying across all five of them. O al hay pundos, or on five mats, la'arkan tmei. If this is Rashi's girsa, if he was lying lengthwise on the benches. So he could only lie on one bench at a time. Okay? But he was rolling from bench to bench. Right? To me. And their tummy. Because any one bench was holding up his weight, his whole weight. He was lying completely on one bench at a time, and he was rolling from one to the other. Okay? L'rach von tahorim. But if he was lying across all five benches, so part of him was on each bench, then tahorim. Why? Because no bench is holding up most of his weight. Each bench is only carrying part of his weight. And in order for something to be tummy moshav, it has to carry most of the weight of the zav. Yoshein sofik misapech alehen tmeim. Right? If he's sleeping, and we're not sure what's it called, if he rolled onto this one or that one, all right, then they're all tummy. Elalav mishum damrina misayeh ein bo mamish. Right? Must be that what's it called over here, Misayeh is Ein Bo Mamish. Okay, let's see what's it called. Let's see Rashi. The Kartel of the Gamre, by the animal, it picks up its leg completely. So it's not even Misayeh. Okeres haregel min ha'aretz, v'afil Misayeh alohadi. It's not even Misayeh. Uparchina v'itayim v'mishum da'okrele, kivin the zimnin da'okrehai. The zimnin okrehai, v'chol gimel ikol esfuke shema hichbida aleihem v'lo akrosen l'taminu misafek kizav ha-mahapech al hei pundos d'matanlinu misafek. L'chore, if the reason is because it could pick it up completely, right? So now we're not sure which is the one that's going to be picked up completely. It's not because of misayeya, it's because of safek. Which is the leg that the animal's going to pick up, and that's going to be out of the equation completely, and the other three are going to be the ones that it's on. But since it could pick up anyone, nisafik, we can't be metame any of them. That's what it seems. So Gemara says, that's not true. If you have a zav that's rolling from bed to bed, we're not sure which bed he was on, all of them are tame. So we see that if there's a safik, whether you were on this one or that one, right, you're tame. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Must be the reason we don't say it over here is not because of the safik, because it could pick up the leg completely and not even be a Misayeya. It must be because even if it doesn't pick up the leg, Misayeya in Bo Mamish.
and four legs, one of them's a Messiah, so all of them are considered Messiah. It's not a suffix. If the idea is if one's going to pick up completely, we don't know which one. So we're not metame any of them, the misafik, right? And not because of Messiah and Bomamish, not even a Messiah. Then the halacha should be by the beds, the same thing. Right? We're not sure which bed he was on, and the halacha is that we're metame all of them. Not metame none of them. It's the same thing over here. Pundals, kanin charit, and kisim arukim. Some of these long, I think it's like a sleeping bag. The nosim ben most. They put money, long things to put money in. Ubalaz bridge, veroim l'shamish shchiva. You could sleep on them too. They have, you could sleep in them, mistama, also, because you can put money inside. Shchiva im malachton, shiyoshev aleim. You could sit on it or lie on it. Vehem maleos mosin. You could still use it. Right, we know that something in the Tami Moshav has to be that people don't say, get off so we can do what we have to do. It can't be like a table where you use the top of the table. So here, you can lie on this thing and still use it for its normal use of filling it up with money. You could lie on top of the money. Uposeach p'em, and you could open it and close it from the side while somebody's sleeping on it. The notel, the ain't tzarech lomer lo amo v'nasrim lachtenu. Lo'orkan, kigon shoha yeshochev al meyav, o parkan. V'orkan mutl al orkan. If he's lying vertically in the same direction as the bed, so he's only lying on one bed, okay, then tmeim. Then that, whichever bed he lied on is tmei. Garcino, the Mishnah of Taros, the Yishlomer, b'chol achas me'en shenisa rubo, ala pamim azu, pam azu. So if he laid on this one first, so he's mitamei that. He laid on the other one, he's mitamei that. Because whatever one he's lying on, if it's lengthwise, his whole weight is on that bed. But if he's lying across the five beds, then no bed is carrying most of him. So there are things underneath are tar. Yashen lo alehen the rachvan. If he slept, what's it called, on them? Lengthwise. This is the Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi means lengthwise. Safik nishapich al orko. The nimtza kulo nishalachas mehen. And he originally started lying down, across them. But now we're not sure. Maybe he changed his direction and he taka laid on one bed completely. But we don't know if he did or he didn't, and we don't know which bed. Tmeos, all of them are tummy. The chol chada ikalameimra al zunisatech. Because on any of them we could say, this is the one where he switched direction and he slept on this bed completely. Alma mitamina misafik. Misafik, we make them all tummy. If the reason is because one leg he's going to pick up, and we don't know which one is the one to pick up, so you can't be metame any of them because maybe that was the leg he picked up. That's not true. Just the opposite. If we don't know which leg he picked up, then we should metame all of them, not none of them. Must be that the reason isn't because of picking up. The reason is he doesn't pick up any of them. But every leg is the fourth leg. And it's only Messiah, and Messiah in Bo Mamish. The in Bo Mamish. Came near Rabbeinu Mishnah Zu. Rashi, that's how I understand this Mishnah. For Abo Saigorsim La'orkan Tahorim, my Rabbeim learned the opposite. That if you're sleeping lengthwise on the bed, it's Tahor. And only crosswise, you're Tahor. Right? Upirshu Taima, the La'orkan Tahorim, Mishum the Amri Shema Beineyam Shacha. If it's lengthwise, it's possible he wasn't on any bed. Maybe he fell between the beds. So there, we don't know, right, if he was sleeping on the bed or he was sleeping in between the beds. There were spaces between each of the five beds. So maybe he rolled off the bed and never was on it, and he slept on the floor. So we don't know what happened over here. So Suffolk, if he was going this way. But if he was across the beds, we know for sure he was on one of them, right? He couldn't be, it's impossible for him to be between the beds if he's across the beds widthwise. The kashali and kain lekula talinan. V'amei tani sefer sofik nisapich tmei. If that's the case, then in the ratio where it says that what's it called? That it's tahar, right? If it's lengthwise, because we're not sure if he's on the bed or not, lechara. Then we see that if we have a sofik, we go lekula. And why in the case of the other one don't we go lekula too? Says Rashi, I can't make it work out. And Tosus also agrees that Rashi's girsa is better.